Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. I have just been wandering, after having found the Hawklaw's hawk statue, been wandering in and out of Hawklaw, and something has turned up. We have a suddenly. As you're making your way out of Hawklaw, moving along a road that leads into the forest west of the village, you suddenly spot a large band of Otawook. The fearsome legion, numbering 22, is moving steadily eastward through a broad meadow, realising you cannot allow the Otawook to continue their mark, and thankful you haven't yet been spotted, you quickly move to intercept the silent regiment. You reach the edge of the meadow unseen and turn your eyes to the east, where a dark line of trees marks the edge of a spur of forest that spans between the grassy lea and the outskirts of Hawklaw. The Otawook will undoubtedly pass through the narrow but tangled band of trees before reaching the village. Now, if you fight them in the meadow, for the first time ever, you can fight multiple Otawook at the same time. Or if you fight them in the forest, you can fight them one at a time, which is, of course, easier, but it takes longer. But regardless of how I'm going to fight them, Umdrol's oaken rod will help and is now equipped. Now, you know what? I'm really split on that, so random.org will decide for me once again. So just going to pick a random number between 1 and 2. If it's 2, we'll fight in the forest. 1, we'll fight in the meadow. Generate now. Alright, we're fighting in the forest. Well, if you wanted to see what happens if you fight in the meadow, you're just going to have to play the game yourself. Or maybe I fought them in the meadow when Zoop played through. I don't know. Look for that also. With your back to a dense wall of bracken and a tall shoulder of exposed ledge, you turn your gaze upon the 22 Otawook now silently moving through the forest towards you. You position yourself to face your swiftly approaching enemies one at a time. The next Otawook, stepping silently through the thick undergrowth that blankets the forest floor, draws within melee range and unleashes a fierce attack, swiping at you with its sharp, iron-tipped limbs. And it's Otawook. It fights like all the other Otawook did. It can adapt its combat. It swipes with its iron-tipped limbs. This one has adapted to 11+, so I'm going to fight it normally. Sometimes it stuns you, but sometimes I stun it. Like just now. And I just got into a battle rage. That helped a lot. And 25 XP. Stepping back from the splintered, twisted remains of the slain Otawook, you instinctively draw yourself into defensive, combat-ready stance. Ignoring your growing fatigue, you prepare to engage the next of your silent, fearless foes. The next Otawook, stepping silently through the thick undergrowth that blankets the forest floor, draws within melee range and unleashes a fierce attack, swiping at you with its sharp iron-tipped limbs. Okay, I'm just going to quick combat them from now on. There it is, it's slain. Another 25 XP. Stepping back from the splintered, twisted remains of the slain Otawook, you draw yourself into defensive, combat-ready stance. Ignoring your growing fatigue, you prepare to engage the next of your silent, fearless foes. Alright, quick combat number 3. Alright, now. That's a 22 XP, you mustn't have had time to adapt. Quick combat number 4, that's 25 XP. Quick combat number 5. And now if you double quick quick combat. Sometimes it just goes straight to the XP rewarding screen, which saves a teeny bit of time. Alright. Anyway, that was another 25 XP. Here's number 9. I finish it off with a battle wage, which Oteruk do have a tendency to cause, because they're just going around causing messes. Fills me with rage. Battle wage. Alright, that's 25 XP for one. Number 11. Yep. Here's number 12. We're more than halfway through. Unless more somehow sneak in somehow. I wouldn't put it past them. Well, I wouldn't put it past Runeskin. Because obviously everything goes on here is ultimately Runeskin's fault. That's 25 XP. Here's 16. Finish that off with a battle wage as well. 25 XP. Time for some healing. And there we go. There's 17. Let's quick combat that. 22 XP. And heal. And here's 18. We're very nearly done, unless more turn up, of course. Because sometimes they do have a tendency of having more turn up. Alright, 20, 22. 21, this is the penultimate. Stepping back from the twisted, splintered remains of the slain Oteruk, you warily draw yourself into defensive combat-ready stance. And some healing first. Fortunately, I can do that in the 15 second. In the 2 seconds it takes for the next Oteruk to turn up. Ignoring your growing fatigue, you prepare to engage the last Oteruk. The last of the Oteruk. Stepping silently over the heaps of splintered wood and twisted iron that now litter the forest floor, draws to within melee range and attacks, swiftly striking out at you with its sharp, iron-tipped limbs. It's the Oteruk. I'm going to fight this one manually. It's adapted its combat tactics to match yours. Alright, what did it scale? It scaled to 11+. And I stunned it. I stunned it again. And I stunned it again. Oh, and I've went into battle wage. Alright, fighting in aggressive mode while I'm doing the battle wage, because then you do slightly more damage. You have slain your foe. 25 XP. Stepping back from the splintered, twisted remains of the slain Oteruk, you warily draw yourself into defensive, combat-ready stance. You suddenly realise, much to relief, there are no Oteruk left standing. Woohoo! 1,024 experience to general. At last, standing over the bent and spattered remains of the final Oteruk to fall at your feet. You exhale sharply and wipe away the sweat and grime that spills down your brow. Do I sweat? I don't know if Sir Grokington sweats. The fearless legion of wood and iron legion beings is no more. After taking several minutes to recover from the battle, you begin to search through the piles of debris now scattered about the meadow. Scattered across the meadow. In the midst of the tangled remains of two slain Oteruk, you discover a small, tattered scrap of paper. As you reach down to take the paper, it suddenly emits a faint, white glow. Scrawled across the surface of the yellow scrap of paper is the following phrase: "Look in the village." Intrigued by the curious find, you vow to search Hawklaw upon your return. Thankful to survive the brutal battle with the Oteruk, you slowly make your way into the village, determined to seek out that which you note you discovered among your foes Seek out that which the note you discovered among your foes' remains was alluding to. Alright, so I've just got to search everywhere. You realise you must now search the village to find that which the note you discovered upon the slain Oteruk alluded to. Right, Herc's Mercantile? Nope. It's a comfort to have you about, Sir Grokington, he says. All right, the Hawklaw smithy. Yeah, Gale's still dead. Yeah, that's the kind of thing that doesn't get reversed much. Stoneback Tavern. There's the painting of Dreadmask. And of course, it's me on that painting. There's a small courtyard, but that's a new thing, so it couldn't possibly be where whatever we're looking for is. Approach a man who seems to be watching you. Now that's a new thing. Newly established outpost, maybe there. No, just getting Captain Malark up to date, but nothing else. Village Council Building. The Village Council Building doubles the headquarters of Hawklaw's small, well-trained militia. The structure consists of a single large room furnished with a rickety wooden table, around which are gathered a dozen chairs, each in a comparable state of disrepair. The untimely death of Curin has dealt a severe blow to the militia. The village elders and the Hawklaw citizens are hoping that the newly established garrison in the former Hills Fleet Inn will serve to restore a sense of security. Present, there is no sign of anyone in or around the building. Alright, visit the stables. Flies buzz around your heads in the Hawklaw stables. Many of the stalls are empty. Perhaps because the poor workhorses are busy in the fields outside the village. There currently isn't anyone else in the stables. Alright, let's just leave. Ooh, we have a suddenly. As you're about to step out of the stables, you suddenly spot a small cloth pouch lying on the ground just inside the open doors. The pouch bears none of the dust that seems to cover everything else in the ramshackle structure, leaving you to believe it was only recently placed here. You pick up the pouch and quickly discover it contains four small flat stones, each of which bear the mark of wound skin. So we've got even more of those now. And they occasionally emit their bright orange glow. How many of them have we got now? 17! 17 wound mark stones. Well, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it very well. But that'll be quite a bit off yet. They're not even in-game yet. With the four wound mark stones now safely in possession, though you remain uncertain about what role they will ultimately play in whatever lies ahead, you turn and make your way out of the stables. As you step into the lane outside the stables, you nearly bump into Pilipor. The tavern keep, carrying a water bucket in each hand, seems surprised to see you. I heard you already set off, he says, as some of the water in the bucket on his left splashes out onto his feet. Well, if you're leaving now, I wish you the best and hope we'll soon again be blessed with your presence, Sir Crokerton. I can tell you that we all sleep a bit more soundly knowing that you're about. You bid Pilipor farewell and watch as he continues up the lane towards the stables. As he nears the open doors, he subtly stumbles over his own feet, nearly spilling both buckets as he struggles to maintain his balance. You pretend not to have noticed the incident as you turn and make your way back to Hawklaw's main thoroughfare. As you stroll back towards the village centre, you pass by a group of children playing at the edge of the world. The children greet you by name, giggling and bowing as you pass. You return their playful gestures with a smile and a bow of your own. It's that precise moment that the enormity of the victory of the Otrok again strikes you. Once more, you've managed to spare the people of Hawklaw and the surrounding region. The horror of the relentless, terrifying waff. The horror of the relentless, terrifying waff of a creature that long ago settles its distant, chilling gaze upon you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that gets me 1,024 experience to general and 128 experience to all skills and powers, as I realise I've just finished a quest. And now we're back to regular Hawklaw. And there's also something on the road to Hawklaw. Alright, so I'm going to save now. You know what? I think we have time to see what's up. Travel. We got us suddenly. On the outskirts of Hawklaw, where the rogue leading into the settlement takes a sharp turn to the east before heading due south and meeting up with the village's main thoroughfare. You suddenly find yourself confronted by an unwelcome sight. Standing in the centre of the road, its bulky, armour-clad form spanning nearly the entire breadth of the lane, is the fearsome ogre you previously encountered, both at the site of the crumbling tower and on Greenthorn Island. The ogre's fierce, yellow eyes pierce through the narrow slit in the visor of the black iron helm that covers its massive head. Clutched in Yoga's plate-armoured fist is a large, spiked club, with a loud snort, somewhat muffled by the helm. The savage creature suddenly breaks into a charge, bounding along the road towards you with unnerving speed. I have several options to react to this. They're all 70+. I could use archery, fortification, elementalism, shadow magic or telekinesis, or I could just dodge. I'll start with archery. It succeeded. 24 experience to archery. You draw your bow and notch an arrow, taking aim at the charging ogre. Your feathered shaft whistles as it streaks through the air, embedding itself deep in the creature's left shoulder. The ogre staggers forward and drops to his knees, howling in agony as it tears the arrow from its flesh and casts the bloodied missile aside. With a loud snort, swiftly followed by a deafening savage roar, the fearsome ogre again charges, bounding towards you with unnerving speed. Okay, it's the same things again, but they have to be at level 75+. So the only two options I have now are archery and shadow magic. If I got fortification, elementalism or telekinesis to 75+, I could use them, but that would cost about 60,000 or so. 60,000 or so general experience for each of them, and well, I don't need it right now. I mean, I will inevitably get to that level, but that will take quite a while because it's a lot of experience. And, well, I might. This character may well be going on the back burner before then, unless, of course, I decide to throw some general at it. So, anyway, I'm going to use shadow magic. It succeeded. 24 experience to shadow magic. You channel your power of shadow magic. The broad, long shadow cast by a nearby oak suddenly begins to whipple and weave. With remarkable speed, the tree's shadow slithers across the road and effortlessly ensnares the charging ogre. As the armoured creature struggles to free itself from the grip of the gloom, the massive shadow hurls him to the ground with tremendous force. As the shadow swiftly recedes, the ogre slowly rises to his knees. Thank you, Shadow. Always thank the shadows. always. With a loud snort, swiftly followed by a deafening savage roar, the fearsome ogre again charges, bounding towards you with unnerving speed. All right, same set of checks as before, but now they're all 70, so I have all the options. Well, I've already done archery and shadow magic. Let's do fortification. Succeeded. 24 experience to fortification. You call upon your power of fortification. A wall of shimmering red sparkles appears in front of you, only a split second before the ogre's arrival. The savage creature slams headlong into your magical barrier and collapses into a heap on the ground. With an agonized bellow, the armored creature rises to his knees. Expecting another charge, you keep your hardened gaze focused on the armored ogre. This time, however, with a loud series of savage howls rising into the air, the fearsome beast begins to move with impossible speed, becoming little more than a grey blur as it streaks towards you, its deadly club poised to strike. You valiantly attempt to fend off the ogre's blindingly fast attack. Alright. Alright, fifth bonus. Picking a number, bonus of 55. 19 from weaponry bashing, 19 from agility, 10 from body, 7 from luck. Well, I can boost that somewhat by equipping the quick stab dagger. Gonna refresh. And that raises the bonus to 59. And I gotta get 90 or more, or it'll just plow straight into me. Pick now. 108 success. You manage to fend off the ogre's lightning fast attacks, but the savage creature's deadly assault continues. Continuing to move with incredible speed, visible as nothing more than a grey blur, the savage armor-clad ogre renews its deadly, frenzied assault, picking a number. Bonus of 64 this time. 19 from weaponry stabbing. I think the weaponry it's selected to is chosen when they first load the screen, and it can't be changed afterwards if you change your weapon. Alright, agility, 20 from agility, 15 from body, 10 from luck. Got to get 80 or more, or be kicked into the curb. Pick now. 146 success. You manage to fend off the ogre's lightning fast attacks, but the savage creature's deadly assault continues. Continuing to move with impossible speed, visible as nothing more than a grey blur, the armour-clad creature renews its deadly, frenzied assault. Pick a random, pick a number. Bonus of 64. Same numbers as before. Got to get 70 or more. Pick now. 76 success, but only dust. You manage to fend off the ogre's lightning fast attacks. And at last, the creature's deadly assault appears to be over. The ogre's motion rapidly returns to normal speed. And the savage creature raises his weighty, spiked club and stomps towards you, snarling viciously with each thundering step. The hulking beast draws closer. You then take note of a small but unmistakable mark, the base of its thick, leathery neck. There, emblazoned upon the ogre's grey, knotted flesh, is the black silhouette of a clawed hand clutching an eye. The mark of wound skin. Drawing yourself into combat-ready stance, you boldly hold your ground, prepare to engage the immortal ogre's fearsome champion. This is the wound-marked ogre. Now, I just wonder, does the Dagger of Vanquishing do anything against this? It probably won't. Wait. At some point, the Dagger of Vanquishing's melee rating rose to 16. I think it was during the Crumbling Tower thing. Oh, well. Let us fight it. Probably those two times when it changed, it also changed the melee rating, but it wasn't updated at the time. The savage wound-marked ogre champion swipes you with his spike club. Right, the Dagger of Vanquishing isn't doing anything against it, because of course it's designed for wound skin, not this little minion ogre. Alright, and it is slain. For now. You'll be back. 135 experience, 384 experience to general, 128 experience to all skills and powers. With a final gruesome bellow, the savage ogre staggers back and topples over, striking the ground with enough force to send a small tremor racing beneath your feet. As you step back from the bloodied remains, a startling but now familiar transformation comes over the slain beast. The ogre's corpse suddenly begins to twitch, and a low rumble escapes from beneath the heavy iron visor that conceals the creature's face. With astounding crisp swiftness, the massive beast staggers to its feet and turns to face you, its fierce yellow eyes fixing you with a savage, hate-filled glare. You know what? I'm starting to understand it. I've now beat it up 3 times. You got to start being sore about that after about the third time someone beats you up. You start being a bit sore about it. Suddenly, the armoured ogre begins to fade. In a matter of moments, you find yourself face to face with the gruesome apparition you first encountered in the forest near Hawklaw, in the overgrown courtyard of the crumbling tower. Slowly but steadily, the image of the ogre dissolves, until there is no longer any sign of the creature to be had. Still shaken by the confrontation, you spend a few moments checking over your gear before turning and making your way along the road towards the village. As you depart from the scene of the brutal confrontation, you can't seem to shake the dreadful suspicion that you will soon again encounter the deadly armoured minion of Runeskin, perhaps at this very spot. And that's just this game's way of saying, if you keep in a few hours, the encounter will respawn and may well come back any time you enter and leave Hawklaw. But there's a timer, so you can't do it. You can't just do them all at once. Because I mean, even specially constructed champion ogres need to have a little rest between getting their ass handed to them, or something like that. And of course, while that's going, now that will be going on in the background for the next few days. I'll be fighting that ogre champion again and again and again and again and again, until it breaks me or until it finally gives up. I'm not sure which is going to happen first. Which means that in the interim, I'm going to have to do something different. Oh, yeah. A while back, we announced the intention to explore Tarkold's crypt. So that's what we'll be doing next time. Which means we have to see Tally's first about the missing hilt, which is a quest that happens there. And we might as well do it all in one go. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.